Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis from Checkmate Sports. I just landed in Atlanta, just got back from Cleveland watching my client Rod Perry play in the second preseason game. Really, really excited about that, but it was so rainy in Cleveland and the weather was just off. I'm just happy to be back. And I just want to talk about the preseason and just how it is for agents in general. So let's go ahead and get into it. So the big question is this: how are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Let me just give you a background of the preseason and everything before we get into it, dive into too deep. But this is my third or fourth preseason. This one, you know, and I don't want to jinx it, but this is the one that is the most promising for me. First year when I got into it, I had two guys into the league. That's when Travis and Christian got into the league. Travis went to the Colts, Christian went to the Giants. And I remember, you know, they were both playing DB. So it's kind of a sexy position. And it was interesting. I'm one of those guys that always watch Twitter. You know, I'm always on, following the different beat writers. I'm all over the internet just trying to get the inside scoop on how my guys were doing, you know, in preseason and camping, you know, because they went undrafted. So I wanted to see if they were going to make the team. And it was crazy because every week the beat writers were writing positive things about Travis the Christian. Oh, they're going to make the team. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And I was, you know, I was getting so pumped up. I was like, oh, yeah, I got it figured out. I'm smarter than everybody. I cracked the code. I'm the guru agent, you know, whisperer. And I remember all the way up till the final week, you know, they were saying good things. Everybody was predicting they were going to make the team. And then they got cut. And it was crazy. So now fast forward to now, you know, I'm representing Rod Perry. And he, you know, he's out. He's playing for the Browns. And his situation is a little bit different because he plays defensive tackle. And that is the complete opposite of a DB as far as, you know, it's not that sexy. And what I'm learning from D tackle is it's kind of like it's a position that nobody really speaks about until they're doing bad. And, you know, I don't want to jinx it, but, you know, my guy Rod, man, he's on fire right now. You know, he went in undrafted, so he was at the bottom of the totem pole when it, you know, first started out. But he ended up killing the first preseason game. He got graded a 97 out of 100. So the second game today, the one I went to, they actually had him as a starter for going with the second string. And I was watching the game. It was so rainy. I was up there with his parents and my business partner watching the game. And he really didn't do too much. But as a defensive tackle, you know, it's only so much you could do. You could just do your job. And, yeah, I was really, really excited. And so I hop on Twitter. I want to see what the scouts are saying. And nobody says a word. Nobody says a word. So I share that with you to say, don't pay attention to Instagram. Don't pay attention to Twitter. Don't pay attention to nobody but the depth chart and the coaches. Okay. So if your client is actually playing, your client is in favor of the coaches, that's what matters because the coaches make the decision. It doesn't matter what the beat writer says. It doesn't matter what your dad who coach or what you think. Focus on what the coaches say. So for as far as my client Rod, he's trending in the right direction. Lord willing, he keep doing good and he makes the team because that would, you know, be really, really cool. Okay. But yeah, just wanted to talk about just the preseason in general. This is a very exciting time and kind of nerve-wracking for players and agents, because there's, you know, guys who are getting cut every week around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, following the preseason game. They, you know, they start to cut all the way down to the 53-man roster. And as agents, this is a very, very delicate time, because, you know, you want your guy to make the team. That's, you know, agents, we don't get paid unless our guys are on the 53-man roster. So very, very, what I want to say. So it's an interesting time point. So, yeah, I'm excited. My client Raj trending in the right direction. You know, I can't wait to see, you know, how this thing turns out. But, you know, we will see what happens. Okay. As far as that, you know, enough of that. I just want to talk about, as an agent, you know, the agent space, as I was sitting, you know, on the sideline today, watching my client, watching Rod, I was really just realizing, like, man, I remember before I took the exam, I always wanted to be here. I wanted to be sitting on the sideline watching, you know, a client of mine's playing in an NFL game. And today I was doing that. And I just wanted to, you know, motivate you guys to, you know, to stick with it. You know, whatever your dream is, keep going. But the secret to success is just to keep going. I noticed that, especially in this agent world, you know, this is a dream job for everybody. So if you think that you're just going to come in here and just, you know, it's going to be given to you, it's not, unless you have like a, you know, your best friend's Kyler Murray or somebody like that. But if you're just coming in here like the most people come in, it's going to be tough to break into this industry. But if you really want to succeed, you just have to fight through it. So just keep fighting through it. But once you have that breakthrough, it's going to be good. It's going to be worth it. And when you have that breakthrough, enjoy it. You know, that enjoy the moment. And I noticed that's what I did today, man. It was really, really refreshing to just be there to support my, you know, support Rod as he's fighting for his dream, and to be there with his mom and his dad, and, you know, just to be amongst the family, and we all just sharing this common goal. And one more thing I want to share with you before I get out of here is I want to stress the importance of representing a player with good character. Before I became an agent, I took my pride in identifying talent. You know, I could tell a player that was good. I could tell a player that was bad. But what I didn't focus on was a player with good character. You know, you as a fan, you don't pay attention to character. You know, you just want to see what they're going to do on the court, on the field, you know, their production. But when it comes down to the business, character matters. And just think about it. You know, if you want somebody to do a job and they are, you know, not responsible, they don't come to meetings, they don't do what they're supposed to do, would you pay them $25, $30, $40 million? Chances are no. And that's how owners think, you know. And so when you are identifying the type of players you want to represent, not only do you want to make sure that they have have their talent, but you also want to make sure that they have good character. Because times like this, especially in the preseason, this is what separates the good guys from the bad guys. You have the most talented player in the world, but if they have a bad character and they're not, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, they may not last long. Now, trust me, this is something that you don't want to sleep on. You know, if you're recruiting a player, you know, talk to their coaches, talk to their teammates, talk to the people around them, and figure out what type of character they have, because you don't want to invest your hard-earned money into a guy or a girl and then come find out, you know, later that they're a knucklehead and you just wasted your resources on them. Thank you for listening to the Sports Agent Secret Podcast. If you genuinely enjoyed this episode, then please take a screenshot and post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or wherever else you post stuff. And make sure to tag me in it. Let me know why you enjoyed this episode and what you would love to hear from me so that I can make that for you in the future. And as always, if you want to become a professional sports agent in the next 30 days without going to law school, without taking some difficult certification exam, then the Sports Agent Masterclass is for you. Go to www.sportsagentmasterclass.com and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.